They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Welcome to the show, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
That was, you had to be here, I think, to see how weird that was.
Fallelujah. Wander where the Wi-Fi is weak. Resting witch face. Leaves nature's confetti. I am loving fall. Oh. Everything is like hashtag a Target pillow.
Right. Fall is the best season of the year. Like, no one can tell me different. Spring, close second, but fall is awesome.
Fall is foreplay for Christmas.
Absolutely.
It is 2 months of solid, let's get excited. I think I texted you from Marshall's the other day because I flipped out. They've got all their decorations out. And part of me wonders if it's just the stuff that didn't sell from last year.
At Marshall's, it's absolutely the stuff that didn't sell from last year.
You responded with there's eggnog at Safeway.
Yes. I may have already drank a gallon of it.
Do you like eggnog?
I love eggnog.
Oh.
I've never actually had like eggnog with booze in it. I've only had like the fake kind of eggnog you buy at the store. So it's good.
Thank you to our 60-plus Instagram followers. We're very excited. Cliff does all of that. So props to you, Cliff. It's beautiful.
I was actually mostly pretending I was you because I talk in a very different voice in Instagram than I do in real life. So it's all good.
We are so Xmas.
Exactly.
On Instagram. So today, Cliff is the organized one. If you listen regularly, you know this about our dynamic. Advent calendars.
So the funny thing is about advent calendars, like I keep a list, of just things I want to talk about in the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I literally had just put one of these down and I saw you tweeted on Facebook. I'm like, come on.
So I discovered there is now an advent calendar for cats.
Awesome.
I know. Last year, Trader Joe's, TJ's, if you're nasty, They did a dog one. This year, it's for the cats. And the thing that just made me laugh, because I'm a multi-species household, so I have both dogs and cats at home. But they said, and the treats get bigger and better as you get closer to Christmas.
I love it. I'm so disappointed that I didn't know last year there was a dog one. I 100% would have bought my dog an advent calendar.
I know. I don't know if you know this, Cliff, but animals don't see sizes. So,
really?
For example, they've done studies where they've got a big treat in one hand, they've got a smaller treat in the other hand. It's equidistant from the animal. It's a 50-50 which one they pick. It has nothing to do with size. Huh. You can have a giant steak really far from them and they can see it and smell it, and then a tiny treat close to them, they always go for the close one because it's proximity to them.
I did not know that.
Yes. So
size doesn't matter when it comes to advent calendars.
Absolutely not. Size doesn't matter in general.
I thought this was a G podcast.
It is a G podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's me that's not.
Correct.
I think advent calendars are really cool. Like, did you get these when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And they always came, like, at least for me, they came with, I don't think it was chocolate. I think it was chocolate flavored candy.
It was a special brand of
kind of waxy
something. Yeah. And it wasn't that tasty, but you wanted it.
Of course you did, because it was chocolate and you got it every single day.
And it was the special one. Yeah.
So the one I want is the cheese advent calendar. Coming to Target, like, I like cheese a lot. And this is a special calendar. They got together with a bunch of cheesemakers from Europe. They launched it last year, like, regionally. So if you were a lucky person at a lucky Target, you could get a cheese calendar. But this year, it's apparently at all of them. So get all sorts of different cheeses. So Harlsberg is one of my favorite cheeses, and they are one of the people that are in here. So little teeny packs of cheese that you can try every day. And if you like cheese, I think you often want to experiment and try new ones, but they can be expensive. So this is a great way to try 24 different variety of cheese and not pay a ton for it.
Okay, I have so many questions. Are these, do you have to refrigerate this?
Presumably. Yeah, probably. Cheese has to be refrigerated, right?
Okay, so your advent calendar is in the fridge.
In the fridge.
What are the other kinds of cheese?
Applewood cheese, some different cheddars, some Ooh. Wensleydale with cranberries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just a bunch of different cheeses, but it's only $20 too. So it's not bad. Less
Fancy.
Than a dollar a cheese.
The other question I have for you, and this is another gift idea, like maybe you do have a cheese fan in your life. Actually, one of the people that I follow on Instagram that I love who comments on all my stuff, time for some cheese. We'll have to link them and give them a shout out.
Heck yeah.
But moose cheese created from moose milk. Have you heard about this?
I have not. I'm not sure I'm down for moose cheese.
So you can milk a moose.
Yeah.
It's produced in Sweden by Ulla Johansson and a location called Moose House.
Ancestrally, like, those are my people. So maybe I need to figure out a way to import some moose cheese. Like, I like cow cheese. I like goat cheese. I guess moose cheese is not that different.
Ulla Johansson, if I'm mispronouncing your name, apologies.
You probably are.
I probably am. I should be closer than I am. I've taken Norwegian classes.
Really?
And I am a large chunk Norwegian. For the ease of math, I say half, but it's not exactly half.
Yeah, I think once you get to Scandinavia, it's all just kind of a mismatch over there. Because that's the same. I'm like half Swedish, half Scandinavian, but also half Danish.
Mm.
I don't know how those halves work out, but they work out.
Yes. So moose cheese is a thing.
I try it once.
So the advent calendars, we've got, did you send me a Harry Potter
one
too? There's
two Harry Potter ones.
What?
So there's a Lego one, which, you know, you've seen Legos, you know how those work. But do you know what Funko Pops are?
Yes. Okay. You collect them in your office.
I do collect them in my office. If you're not familiar, they're those kind of weird, like 4-inch tall collectible. They exist for every single bit of pop culture you could ever hope. Like if you like a TV show, there is a Funko Pop for it. And I really like them. A lot of people really don't, but hey, whatever. But they're actually made here. The headquarters is up in Everett. So they are from here, and you can get an advent calendar that has a bunch of super little teeny, they're like maybe an inch and a half tall Harry Potter characters. So every day you get to pop out a new teeny big headed critter. They're cute. They're super cute.
Wow. So is that what you want for Christmas?
Maybe. There's a Star Wars Lego one, too, that I think is pretty cool.
But
my kid does have the Harry Potter Lego one, though. So I'll live vicariously through him, maybe.
Your kid is awesome.
Right.
Can we talk about your kid for a second?
We absolutely can.
Your kid is participating in a fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network.
That is true. Extra Life.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. It's a fundraiser that actually he and I have both done for, I think this is our fifth or sixth year. I have a huge team together. I think we have 12, 13, 14 people, and we're trying to raise $5,500 for Children's Miracle Network. Like some people go running, like you've done marathon type fundraising.
Yes, I walk and I never run.
Yeah, but
I don't
conceptually.
I have a Jack Black activity level, so yeah. I only run if a demon is chasing me.
Zombies.
Yeah.
So Extra Life is actually a video gaming marathon, so you play video games for 24 hours and get people to donate to that. Last year, the team that Carter and I are on raised $5,200. We're trying to break $5,500 this year. We're already at almost $2,250, so I think we'll be able to do it. You can go to bitemepodcast.com/extralife if you would like to donate.
The reason why I bring this up, typically Cliff comes in with the research, and then I come in with the, hey, this would be a cool way to celebrate Christmas. You're doing this beautiful charity event with your family.
Correct.
And it benefits kids, and it's close to the holidays.
Absolutely.
And it's just another example of, hey, maybe you don't like to walk. Maybe you don't want to run. There are things like this where you can play video games and rally your friends and family, and maybe instead of saying, hey, October's coming to a close. I know the holidays are coming up soon. You're probably thinking about gifts for me for Christmas. Instead of giving me a present, I invite you to support our team. And then holidays are taken care of with your donation.
Absolutely. And if it's something you want to do yourself, Facebook right now makes it so easy to set up a donation to almost any charity. So if there's a local charity that you're super into, maybe it's, if you're Heather, it's probably some sort of pet rescue. You can just go to Facebook and say, I want to create a donation campaign, essentially. And there's just a huge list of places you can donate to. And people do it all the time for their birthdays. I'm sure you could do it for Christmas. Just say, hey, in lieu of gifts, donate to this charity for me via Facebook.
Exactly. I thought that that was a really cool thing because it's not just the charity aspect. Your family is getting together and it's so adorable. Note that you posted this information about your team and your video game playing. And then the thing that pushed me over the edge was when I saw your adorable kid's face pop up in my feed, like, I'm raising money.
It's fun. So we do it over 2 days. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. And one of my kid's friends actually this year was like, hey, I want to be part of that. And I'm like, that seems awful with all of my grown-up friends. And so we actually decided to do Friday night. We're actually doing a kids-only one. So we're going to kick off the stream with a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds. So
fantastic. So if you're interested in learning more about this, we've got the links for you.
Yep. Check the show notes.
Bite Me Podcast?
Correct, yeah.
BYTEME.
Computer Bites.
Bite Me. If you ask Siri or Alexa to open the Bite Me Podcast, you'll get a phishing podcast. So don't do that because that is horrifying.
That's terrible.
I hated that. I was so mad at
them.
I was so mad at the Siri for not understanding my needs. We like to hit back on movies. Now, you sent me a link to some Hallmark movies.
Yeah, there's 40 new Hallmark movies coming out this year. 40.
Wow.
I know, right?
I feel like Netflix is giving Hallmark a run for its money.
What's the new? That new one looks amazing. I don't remember who it is or what the details is, but I keep seeing the trailers for it. It looks great.
Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, the Charlotte. And I just call her Charlotte.
Sure. Because
to me, she will always be Charlotte. I've been dating for 30 years. I'm exhausted. Where is he? I loved her. I love Charlotte. She is at this elephant sanctuary, like Rob Lowe is there. It's an extra level of the classic plot line. I mean, we usually have the princess, prince, royalty, small town, log cabin, but it's like elephant sanctuary.
Christmas movies are the only time you could ever say, and she's at an elephant sanctuary, and people go like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm excited about the Netflix offerings. I feel like Netflix is really stepping it up. And I don't know if you noticed this. I am a horror movie fan, which doesn't often come up in this podcast.
No.
But, you know, Halloween time's happening, and I was looking on Amazon, because I'm currently a Prime member. They are charging for all the old Halloween movies. Only right now.
Really?
Yeah, normally they're free in the Amazon Prime offerings, but it's like $3.99 if you want to watch Cabin in the Woods. And I'm like, what? But of course, Netflix doesn't charge you for any of their movies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Netflix. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I have a little bit of a beef with Amazon Prime right now because I just think it's exploitive. It's annoying. Yeah, feel free to charge people or up the price for non-Prime members, but you're already bleeding me dry.
Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
Have you seen the trailers for Claws, the Netflix one?
I haven't.
It looks really good.
Tell me about it.
It's from the folks who make Despicable Me. It looks really cute. Yeah, it's cartoony.
I derailed you. Are there any specific Hallmark movies that you're excited about?
No, because I don't actually have the Hallmark channel yet. So
it's
something I need to fix. I just saw all the previews to all of these Hallmark movies. Candace Cameron Bure did a big reveal on the 18th and 19th. Two different shows, you know, because there's two different Hallmark channels, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're listening to this podcast today, you have one day to get ready because Christmas movies start on the 26th. Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses.
I feel crazy. We got to get it done.
Do you want me to make it worse? If you have the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel, not just regular Hallmark channel, it starts tonight. A Merry Christmas Match.
Whoa.
I know, it's crazy.
Whoa.
I've not watched many of these in the past. Like I see them every once in a while, but I'm actually going to get the Hallmark channel this year. I'm going to get some sort of streaming thing so I can watch it. And I'm going to watch a bunch of these. So that's all we're going to be talking about for the next 2 months.
I love that. I love that. Tinseltory, who used to be in your chair, who has retired from this podcast, used to be my movie person because she just would consume movies in bulk.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do one a day, but she's got this resume and she could, I saw that 800 movies deep. So I'm a little bit intimidated by the 40 some number just available on Hallmark Channel alone.
It's 40 movies over like 2 months. So that's not terrible. It's not every night. So you'll still have some time to get in some Netflix and some Amazon and some of the movies that aren't on any of those that you still want to watch.
But then there's Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We're just going to have to watch a lot of movies. We're going to start doing it at work.
Yeah. We need those self-driving cars so that we can sit in the back and watch our Hallmark Channel
movies. I can watch
movies.
Almost a movie a day just in the car.
Shout out again to Jane, our number one fan.
And my mother-in-law.
Yes, we love you, Jane.
I'm thinking about driving to Dallas to see her. I mean, she lives in Utah, but we're all getting together in Dallas. And I could watch a lot of Christmas movies on a 32-hour drive to Dallas. Is that legal? Can I drive and watch a movie at the same time?
No, your kid's, what, 12?
Mm-hmm.
He can drive.
He can't drive either.
You need the self-driving car.
Yeah. Get me a Tesla. My buddy has a Tesla, and now you go Christmas shopping. It's freezing cold outside. It's snowing. Not here necessarily. Here it's probably raining. Mm-hmm. You don't want to walk through the parking lot to your car. They have a function now where you can say like bleep, and it'll just come pick you up. Turns itself on, drives down the parking lot, and drives to where you are so you can just get in the car.
Chivalry is not dead.
It is absolutely not dead. That's what everyone needs this Christmas so they don't have to brave crowded, scary, packed parking lots.
You know, it's funny that you bring this up because there's always a ton of car advertisements around Christmas time with people that walk out their door on Christmas morning and they see the shiny new car with the big red ribbon in the driveway. And I'm like, who are these people? Like, what is this lifestyle where you just walk out to a gifted car?
Even more than that, I've been married for 22 years, right? I know my wife very well. I would never think that I knew her well enough to pick out the car she wanted.
It's crazy.
Right?
I'm not a Kardashians fan, but they are so prolific. I learn about them by accident.
Same.
So Scott Disick is dating Sophia Richie.
Lionel Richie's kid.
Lionel Richie's kid. Okay. And he bought her like 2 cars. She's like, oh, thank you. Instagram. And I'm just like, the only people who get cars as gifts don't even care.
I guess when you get like to a certain kind of rich, though, buying someone a car, even a really fancy car, is probably like me saying like flowers. I don't know. I'm not that kind of rich.
I mean, I wouldn't mind being that rich.
No, absolutely not.
I do fantasize sometimes that I'm Supercar Blondie. I don't know if you follow Supercar Blondie.
I don't. But I also know you well enough that if you were super rich, you wouldn't be Supercar Blondie. You'd have a giant farm full of like 50,000 rescue dogs. So
okay.
A barn full of cats, right?
Yes. You're right, Cliff.
You'd have your own best friend's animal sanctuary. It would just be here and not in Southern Utah.
I know. Oh, I am so filled with all the joy. thank you again for spending some time with us. We're amping up like crazy. So November means every single week we'll be here with content for you. The 4th, the 11th, the 18th, the 25th, and then every single day in December.
I'm still a little bit scared about that.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be more bite-sized, more like the tapas of Christmas podcasts.
I kind of like it. So you're definitely going to want to start following us on social media, too, because it's just going to get bigger and better and more as we get closer to the holidays. And I'm actually really enjoying Instagram. I've never really gotten Instagram before, but I'm really having fun doing Christmas Instagram. So if you're on Facebook, you need to follow us at facebook.com/warmchristmasallyear. And it's kind of a weird one because Warm 106.9, the best Christmas station in the entire world, kind of sponsors us a little bit. They help us out. And by that, I mean we get to use their studios.
Yes.
And Heather works there. If you want to listen to Christmas music all year, the best way to do it.
Text Santa, and you know how to spell it, S-A-N-T-A, to 37667. We'll bounce you back with the link.
It'll be perfect. But then you're also going to want to go to Instagram and follow us at Instagram, We're So Xmas, and on Twitter, We're So Xmas.
We just want to be fully integrated into your life so that you can have a complete Christmas experience.
All the time. Ho, ho, ho.
I think that's good.